Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item. President is Commissioner Brooks. Commissioner Van Beek is absent today. The 9:30 agenda item is meeting with county attorneys for a little staff update and consider action items. And I think we'll just take these as they are listed in order. So the first action item is to consider a resolution to change the job title and pay grade of one position in the treasurer's office.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioner.
Good morning.
This is in request due to a long-term employee retiring. And so we need to take this PCN back to an entry-level role to be able to fill the needs of the treasurer's office. So this is a simple request to take one senior customer service specialist from a pay grade 12 PCN back down to a customer service specialist pay grade 11.
Okay. That explains that. Okay, we were hoping there was a good and pleasant description of what the process was.
Yes.
All right.
I don't have any questions, Mr. Chairman, unless the treasurer has something to add.
I have nothing else to add.
Yeah. It's a bummer losing a long-term
employee,
but.
Yes. Her shoes will be hard to fill.
Yeah. Okay.
She earned it, though.
She earned it. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. All right. If there's no other discussion, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution to change the job title and pay grade of one position in the treasurer's office as presented.
All righty. I would second the motion. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next action item is to consider a resolution granting a new alcoholic beverage license. Have you reserved?
Mr. Chairman, I have reviewed it. It has, in my estimation, zero reasons for us to have an ability to deny it. It has the Idaho State Police permit included on it. Has their lease contract, everything that's asked for them. There's nothing in here that states that there's any troubled past that would prohibit the applicant from running the establishment, so I'm in favor of it. And with that, I move that we approve and sign the resolution granting a new alcoholic beverage license to Morass LLC, doing business as Tequiera. And the rest of it's on there. I'm not even going to try.
Okay. I was waiting with eager anticipation for your interpretation of that. Okay. I agree, and the name is on the agenda for those who need to have the exact spelling. Motion's been made, and I am going to second that. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Very good. So we're going to move on to action item 3, consider purchase and sales agreement for property located at 15503 State Highway 44, Caldwell. So those involved with that, come on up to the front. All right. Dave, you want to start out?
Have sure,
you?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks. We're here today to discuss a purchase and sale agreement for a piece of property that's located right next to the Highway 44 property, the 55 acres that the landfill purchased, Enterprise Fund purchased. I don't know, would it be helpful if we brought, if we went on to the map or the Google Earth and.
Sure, that'd be.
So everybody's aware of where the property's located and the
15503.
Yeah, so if we zoom out a little bit, we zoom out just a little bit more, go up a little bit.
Roll it the other way.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, there we go. So just so everybody's in orientation, this is the 55 acres here that the Enterprise Fund purchased landfill. This is Highway District 4, and then Canyon County owns a piece of this as well. There's a dual ownership there. The labor camp, I-84, and the overpass. So this is the piece of property in question. It's about 2.2 acres. It's got a home on there. I think the home's about 100 years old. It's a pretty older home.
102.
102, yeah. I think it's the old homestead for the property of the farm. But yeah, so as we developed the transfer station concept, I've received a couple calls from the owner inquiring about the future use of the land. And she had some questions. I know maybe Norm can talk about your interaction with the owner and discussion for the appraisal.
Sure. So we went and met with her in the beginning and told her that we were likely interested in purchasing it and that we wanted to make sure if we did an appraisal that we did it before any commercial properties were put on it so that would make sure her value stayed up. Generally speaking, when there's industrial property around residential, it has a negative effect on the residential property. And so they said they were definitely interested in selling. So then we told her we were going to get an appraisal. Jeff Bull did the appraisal on it, and I think he did a really good job. I think it's accurate, and he picked out comps from right in that area that were recently sold. And it is an older house. It has a double car garage. It also has a shop on it. They run a business out of it. And so we have put together a purchase and sale agreement based on the appraisal. And there's a couple of things that I think may help us if we need it, but we've offered them up to a year with 60-day notice to vacate. Maybe we should give them 6 months guaranteed. Might be a little more attractive. Mm-hmm. We could put a line through that on the contract, and we could initial and date it and just change that today as I think about it, just because I think then that gives them plenty of time. They got cash in their hand. They got 6 months to shop, and we can still have them. We're not going to do anything for a year anyway, so give them a guaranteed 6 months up to a year. That way, that's what I think to sweeten the carrot, and that's kind of a synopsis of it. I think the appraisal was pretty accurate. I mean, just off the top of my head, not doing residential all the time, but having done quite a bit of acquiring ground and doing appraisals, I thought I'd bring about 600, and that's about what it was, just a little bit over that. So anyway,
Mr. Chairman, the purchase sale agreement is for $634,000, and I think that's exactly what the appraisal is for, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then also, just for note, right now, this is all the 55 acres is zoned ag, and we're in the process of going through the process of rezoning it to M1. So, and the highway district has also asked that they be a part of that rezone. So, in the future, the whole thing will be, if approved, will be industrial M1. So, that piece of property, it's, you know, they're kind of right in the middle of some industrial potential area. And I think just, you know, for the transfer station, we don't, as we spoke before, we don't need the full 55 acres for the transfer station. We'll be using a part of the property for the transfer station, but, you know, it could definitely be a hindrance on that residential property. And then in the future will be the Enterprise Fund landfill will sell off the rest of it as we develop it. So
yeah, I guess that's where we're at.
Okay.
We want to buy 2.2 acres.
2.2. Okay. Other discussion? Commissioner Brooks, you haven't been here on part of this. So.
No, I've been paying attention, though, Mr. Chairman. I think it's good that we not have a neighbor real close to a transfer station. So I'm totally in support of this.
I do, too. And I think this is a way to be proactive and be fair to that property owner. And as a commissioner, I definitely would not want my immediate adjacent neighbor to be a transfer station. So I think this is a way to help alleviate future potential problems. And the location for the transfer station actually is quite ideal. Among some of the options we've looked at, this is one of the best ones that we have going, especially for the price that's involved. And so it's a long-term plan that has many steps in it, but this is one of the critical steps, I think, at the very beginning. So, okay, any other discussion or questions?
I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Let's see.
We have a couple representatives from SWAG here. So it's an advisory board to the landfill. Do they have any comments or questions?
I do, sir.
Okay.
Over the years, the county has passed up some good property that they should have bought. And I would just make the statement, buy land, they're not making any more of it. It's not going to go down in value, and this would fit right in with what is planned, so I would encourage you to go along with this proposal.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No,
okay. And they aren't making any more land, and like McDonald's used to say, location, location, location. And so this really serves us ideally, and it'll serve the county and the county residents ideally for decades and decades to come. So,
yeah, and Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, another noteworthy thing to put on the record is that the state has plans to develop that overpass on-off ramp. It'll be a five-lane bridge.
Like 10 mile?
Yeah, kind of like 10 miles. So, like, right now, it's narrow, but the plans in the future will definitely support.
Right.
We're headed towards.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, I would also be in support of what Norm suggested, a six-month guarantee.
For them to
for the seller.
Okay. All right. I'm in favor of that. I think that makes logical sense. We kind of bannered that around and left it open to you to go and see what the seller would be.
I just think open that to. Saves us a trip coming back. Just
right.
We'll give them 6 months guaranteed up to a year.
Okay. All right. All right. Any other discussion? All right. Being that there's none, I would entertain a motion.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the purchase and sale agreement for the property located at 15503 State Highway 44 in Caldwell, as presented with the amendment that we will guarantee 6 months of occupancy and possibly up to a year for the seller to stay there.
Okay. Any other additional comments?
And then, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, is the motion is to authorize me to sign this purchase and sales agreement, or is the board going to sign that? I don't know.
I would assume that it's us, unfortunately, but you're welcome to sign it, too, if you so desire.
Yeah, I can't remember how we did the other one. I think I...
Norm, do you know?
I don't have that old, the other one on me.
I thought Commissioner Van Beek had signed.
Ben, do you have that?
We can look it up. Either way is going to work legally, provided that it is clear in the motion what
the authority to do so has come from this board.
Right. So, you know, I'm perfectly fine, Dave, by amending your motion to authorize the director of landfill to sign for the county.
I believe that's how we did it last time.
Then okay. Let's stay consistent then.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'll amend my motion to also include that we are delegating our authority to the solid waste director to sign for the purchase of this property.
All right. Anything else? That was a good modification of the motion. Thank you. Because I believe it's important to stay consistent. So, all right. Being that there's no other discussion, I would second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. This also means you get to initial all of the pages, so that's good. I was worried about that for quite some days. All right. Is there any other business on this that we need to deal with? All right. Being that there's not. Thank you. Is there any need for executive session this morning?
There is, Mr. Chair, under B, D, and F.
Okay. B, D, and F. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I appreciate your attendance.
I don't know what I'm doing. I think I can rattle it off.
Just trying to think.
Mr. Chairman, pursuant to Idaho Code 74206, subsection 1, sub B, sub D, and sub F, I move that we enter into executive session.
Yep, perfect.
All right. I would second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries. So let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session. Thank you.